Good morning to you, Warnie. Happy Thursday. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good.
Time for the radio version of DT Talk.
Always makes me think of DC Talk. Jesus is still alright.
Living in that boxed up world.
Do you get that often? Probably not.
Well, that's where it comes from. Yeah. That's what we're all about. We back in the day, it was always about Juddy is still alright with me, about Chris Judd. So that's the story.
Oh, there you go. I'm a bit behind the eight ball, aren't I?
We're
nearing the end of the season. Only one more round of roster games to go. How has the year been in terms of Dream Team?
Well, it's been a huge year. It feels like it's blown by. Yeah. I can't believe it's round 23 this week, which is the grand final. So for all the coaches that have done fairly well this year, they've got themselves into the big dance this weekend, and hopefully their teams are racking up big enough scores to hand them a premiership cup.
So where is our front runner situated? Can anyone beat them? Or?
Well, it's actually very tight at the top in the overall rankings. I'm that far behind that I don't really look at that because it's a bit depressing. But the teams at the top are doing very well, and I think the top three teams are actually guys from Western Australia that are all heading for the big 25 grand windfall if they get up. But, I guess it's been such a close season with all that sort of stuff and so many things happening where there's been challenges every single week with so many different injuries, and it's been just a hard thing, and it's been a hard slog right to the end.
Now, I told you from the very start, I don't quite understand fantasy footy. I don't need to. Is Brent Harvey in the... Did we predict that was going to happen?
Oh, geez, that was crazy. I couldn't believe that they went through with that, especially if you're looking at him from a fantasy coach. He's scored 140 points, which is one of the top scores last week, and I don't think there'd be many fantasy coaches wanting to dump them from these teams, because it was a sensational effort. He's had such a good year too, I suppose. He's been a great stalwart of the competition for over 20 years, and I think that a lot of coaches would be very happy to still have him in their fantasy teams, but obviously Brad Scott doesn't.
Yeah, an interesting choice there from Scotty with a few other players on the line as well. But we'll see what happens. A lot of people saying perhaps that could be a forward-thinking plan and they might win a flag in a couple of years' time. Who knows? Do you guys find it really hard to sort of focus on the game itself, so looking towards the grand final? Obviously, you've all got teams that you barrack for. Do you get a bit caught up in who's getting the most Supercoach points and whatnot rather than just enjoying the game?
Yes, sadly. we're sitting there on our phones or have our laptops as a second screen while we're watching games, and it really does affect our mood too. As an Essendon supporter, it hasn't been too much for me to cheer for this year. So it's a little bit sad when you are cheering a goal against your team because you've got someone as a captain that might be racking up big scores. So that's one thing that is definitely something that we, we probably don't look very good when we're sitting there wearing our own Guernsey and barracking against them.
And unfortunately, as you say, as an Essendon supporter, you've had plenty of opportunities to do that.
Oh, it's been a sad thing. It's Dane Swan retiring this week. We went back over his career, and one of his best teams to play against is Essendon, and he has smashed some massive scores on Anzac Day, and so there's a sort of double-edged sword there for as a fantasy coach, because you do love him as your captain, racking up a big 170-point score, but it's not good when he knocks over the Bombers.
Yeah, of course. So who are some of the players that you think we need to keep an eye on for next year? Obviously this year, we've now found out we're going to see a few retirements, if only forced early retirements. Mm. Who should we be keeping an eye on for next year?
Well, I guess it's looking at the new breed of players, and I like guys like Lachie Neal from the Western Bulldogs. I think he's someone that is an absolute superstar that can rack up some pretty good scores, and probably who I'm hoping as an Essendon supporter too is that Zach Merritt, who's had a great season in the absence of some of the star Bombers. He could potentially be the number one player for this year. He's actually 13 points overall behind Patrick Dangerfield, who we all think is going to win the Brownlow medal, and so it's been a great season for him, and I think that he could be the next big thing. He could be our next Dane Swan.
Oh, interesting. Very cool. I'm yet to jump on the bandwagon when it comes to Dream Team, but I've always thought it's something I would like to do. Maybe next year's my year.
I think it needs to be. It's good fun. It makes you enjoy pretty much every game. You can watch a game of Fremantle versus Port Adelaide and know that, you've got something to watch there rather than a pretty boring game of football otherwise.
Good on you, Warnie. Thanks for your time.
Cheers. No worries.